الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله احمده شكرا لانعامه واستعينه على وظائف حقوقه واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله دعا الى طاعته وقاهر اعضاءه اجتهادا عن دينه لا يثنيه عن ذلك اجتماع على تكذيبه والتماس لإطفاء نوره أما بعد فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى خلق الخلق حين خلقهم غنيا عن طاعتهم آمنا من معصيتهم لأنه لا تضره معصية من عصى ولا تنفعه طاعة من عطى فقسم بينهم معايشهم وبضعهم من الدنيا مباضعهم فالمتقون فيها هم أهل الفضائل منطقهم الصواب وملبسهم الاقتصاد ومشيهم التواضع.
Then the speech is sawab, which is impiety of any kind of sin. It doesn't mean that only if a speech or statement is the truth, he telling the truth, his speech is sawab. Every truth is sawab, but every sawab is not, sorry, every sawab is the truth, but every truth is not sawab. And we mentioned that backbiting is one of those statements and speech which is not sawab, which is not to the point. And a Muslim should refrain from and avoid it. And he doesn't commit backbiting. In this session, we try to discuss some more additions about backbiting. Something to now is the speaker and listener are the same in backbiting. We said backbiting is to speak ill of a believer brother in his back. When he's absent, you're talking ill of him. And it includes matters concerning the moralities, appearance, or personality about his acts and behaviors, attributes, his job, his family, and so on. When you speak ill of him, it is backbiting. When somebody is speaking ill of his believing brother and the other is listening to, both are the same. The listener and the speaker. It is narrated in Jama al-Sa'adah. This book is Jama al-Sa'adah of a famous scholar, Naraqi. He narrated this hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two persons were speaking ill of a Muslim who was punished. You know, a person, a Muslim, was punished in the public because of some wrongdoing that he has committed. Then two persons were speaking about him. The Prophet passed them. And accompany them passing a dead body, told both of them, "Will you eat from this dead body?" Said, "Oh, Ya Rasulallah, what you offer us? Who can eat from dead body?" He said, "You were eating, both of you. You were speaking ill of your brother. You were speaking of a Muslim ill. You were eating. Why you deny now? How can you say who can eat from that body? In fact, you have eaten." So here, we see that the Prophet ﷺ took the speaker and the listener the same. He acted to them the same and considered both of them as backbiter. The one who listened, he didn't say anything, just he was listening. Let's see what caused us to backbite. What is the reason of backbiting? Why people try to backbite? It is said, the main reason for backbiting is three: al-haqdu, wal-hasadu, wal-ghadab. These three bad attributes cause to backbite somebody. Al-haqd means enmity. Somebody doesn't like the other. He is enemy of the other, then tries to harm him, backbite him. When he backbite him, he wants to defame him. Or even may he spy him to discover some shortcoming of him, some sin, something wrong with him, then come to the public and talk about that. Or al-ghadab, the second is anger. And jealousy, hasad. These are the main reason. Then may he is anger of, he's angry with somebody. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, al-ghaybatu juhdu al-ajiz. He cannot revenge in any other ways. Ajiz means weak person. A weak person revenge from his enemy by backbiting. The strong person doesn't need, he has strong physical power and power in speech. He can defend himself in the presence of his enemy. doesn't need to go in his bag and try to backbite him. Al-ghaybatu juhdul ajiz. A weak person backbite others. Oh, he doesn't like him. Then he tries to revenge in this way. Let's here recite this hadith and then we continue to the discussion. قد روي أن رجلا مر على قوم في عصر النبي. From the same book. It is narrated, a man passed a group of people were talking to each other, and while he were talking, a man passed. One of these person said, I don't like this one, I hate the man, the passenger. Then somebody went to the man and told him, your neighbor talked ill of you. The man, the passenger, went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. فأخبروه به فإن الرجل فأتى الرجل رسول الله صلى الله عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وحكى له ما قاله. The passenger went to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم and told him about what his neighbor talked of him. The Prophet called the neighbor, the man, and asked, وَلِمَ تَغْذِبُهُ. Why you hate this person? Why you hate your neighbor? The poor man was passing the group. Why you talked ill of him? Why you said bad words about him? And why you say that I hate him? Because when the Prophet asked the neighbor, the speaker, why you talked ill of this man? He said, I hate this man. The Prophet asked, why you hate the passenger? فَقَالَ أَنَا جَارُهُ وَأَنَا بِهِ خَبِيرٌ. Said, Ya Rasul Allah, I'm his neighbor. I know this man. He's not a good person. The Prophet said, why? Because he said, you see, وَاللَّهِ مَا رَأَيْتُهُ يُسَلِّي صَلَاةً قَطُّ إِلَّا هَذِهِ الْمَكْتُوبَةِ. I never saw him, he prays any prayer other than the regular prayer, wajib. صَلَاةُ الْيَوْمِيَّةِ. He just prayed in the morning two rak'ah and dhuhr four, and asr four rak'ah for the evening, three, and for Aisha, for night, for rak'ah. He doesn't pray any more prayer than this. Then the neighbor, the passenger, said, فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَاسْأَلْهُ هَلْ رَآنِي أَخَّرْتُهَا أَنْ وَقْتُهَا. Ask my neighbor, ever I have delayed my prayer from its time? The man said, no. He prays on time. Then said, ask him about my wudu. Were anything wrong with my wudu? Anything wrong with my ruku? He asked. The man said, no, he's the part of his prayer is okay. Then said, you see, oh, messenger of Allah, I have never seen this man to fast in any days and times other than the month of Ramadan. He only fasts during the month of Ramadan and doesn't fast any other in any other times. Then the man said, have you seen me ever to break my fast during the month of Ramadan? He said, no. Then he said, look, my neighbor is not generous. He don't pay anything of his wealth to anybody. He doesn't pay charity. Just zakat. He pays his zakat, but nothing more than that. Khums and zakat, that's all. The man said, you have seen me to delay it or not pay it or to pay less than what is necessary, what is wajib on me. The neighbor said. The prophet said, okay, if you pray nawafil and mustahab, unregular prayers, or in addition to your regular prayer, you fast the days other than Ramadan, you pay charities in addition and more than what's obligatory, this man is better than you. Go. At least he doesn't backbite. You hate him because of this thing, but the man is better than you. So may somebody doesn't like someone and then, or because of jealousy. A jealous person, sometime when you see a person is successful, you wish to be like him, but you don't wish him anything wrong. This is not jealous. No, just you want, you appreciate him. No? You say that, alhamdulillah, he's successful. I should be like him. It is not jealousy. But sometimes, one doesn't want other to have any success. Doesn't want anybody to be successful. When he sees his neighbor, his brother, for example, earn some money, got a good job, is assigned in a good position, or he is respectful among people, respected person, he just doesn't want this success for him, this bounty for him, this mercy for him. He wants, wish him ill, and he wish him that doesn't have these things. This is jealousy. Because of jealousy, may he goes to backbite him. So because of these things, may he tries to backbite his brother. This reason causes so enmity and envy are the strongest inventives of backbiting. The other one is joking. No? When we are in a group, in a meeting with other, just he wants to prove that he agree others, the group. He's with others. Then when they are speaking of somebody, or he wants to make others laugh, to tell him, oh, let's go to this person. He's a friendly person. He's joking. Want to attract others. He wants to attract others, but he backbite this one and that one, speaking ill of this and that. He is speaking ill of his friends to make love others. Joking with others, he destroys his religion, he destroys his faith, he destroys his hereafter just to make others laugh. But there could be some other kind of jokes which is halal. Why we should humiliate others, we should speak ill of others, we should harm others to just love others, to make others laugh. Oh, no, that's not allowed it. Or boasting is also one reason of backbiting. He tries to refer to others' defects to prove that he disdains and does not enjoy such defects. Now, alhamdulillah, I am not, you see, this man, this is a very bad man. I'm not like that. I'm a good person. He want to show this. Just backbiting others, harm others, reputation. This is why, say, backbiting is eating the flesh of dead brothers. Why? Because in his absence, he backbites his brother to bring something for himself, like a person, he's hungry. He eats. He speaks ill of other, just wants to help himself, wants to show himself good. Or associations with others. It's very important, very difficult when you are with a group of people. They start speaking ill, or this is a meeting of backbiting. You should reject how you should reject. you should leave the meeting. Or change the speech, the subject of talking. Just talking about something else. In addition to this one, in addition, you have to defend your brother. It is necessary to defend your brother when he is not present there. Let me finish my speech with this hadith. This hadith says how bad backbiting is. It is said in the day of judgment, a person taken to the court of Allah, in presence of Allah. Then one will not find the good deeds that he did in his life in his records. He received his record, then see that pilgrimage to Mecca is not there. He visit Mashhad and did ziyarah to Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Went to Karbala. All these good things are not there. Then, when he will ask Allah, the Lord, about this. Says, where is my Hajj, my pilgrimage to Mecca? I visit Medina. I prayed in middle of night. Salatul Layl I had. I helped this poor and that one. There is nothing. Says, asking Allah, where are these good things? Allah answers, your Lord never makes a mistake and never forgets. So if, Ya Allah, if you never forget and you never make mistake, where are my good deeds? Says, because you backbite people, your good deeds were raised from your record and went to their record. He backbited, he has backbited somebody, and he didn't go to him and ask forgiveness. He never regret and repent. So then he asks, where is my good deeds? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, you did these things. I never forget them. I didn't make mistake, but they were raised from your record. And other person will be taken to the court when he sees his record. Say, I have never done any Hajj, any pilgrimage to. Ya Allah, here is 1,000, for example, dollars that I have helped to a poor person, to poor people. But I didn't have any money. I myself were poor in world. I didn't have anything to help others. Here I can see a lot of charities that I have done. It is not my record. You brought someone else records to me. You gave me a wrong record. Again, the same answer. No. Allah doesn't make mistake, and He never forget. Somebody backbited you. Somebody has backbiten you. Then his thawab, his rewards came for you. Take it. We should be very careful. It is very big sin, and we don't get anything of it in the world, you know. Somebody may steal because he need money. It is very bad sin, but he needs. Why he then? It is not about backbiting. Why we should backbite somebody? Backbiting is not like this. Cannot supply you with anything. Doesn't have any beneficial, any profit. We ask Allah to bless us and give us the power to refrain from all sins. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad.